was a situation which just covered fairly well. We were in the there's a lot of media publicity around the floods that we had in areas of Gippsland, and not a lot of focus on the storm event that was mainly the very, very strong winds and also the rainfall on top of that that resulted in estimations of between 300 and 500 trees coming down between Orbost and the border, which had a whole range of implications, none more so than safety. We actually had two trucks that were crushed and one other vehicle that was hit by a tree, and the reality of it is we were very lucky to escape without a fatality. So on top of the implications on business and getting emergency service crews through to restore power and the like, safety was the main focus of the meeting that was held earlier this week.
So what was discussed? Was anyone to blame here? Was it Vic Road's fault? Was it the DSE's fault or Park's fault for letting those trees get out of hand?
Yeah, it certainly wasn't. The meeting didn't have a focus on blame. It was the discussion generally focused around what can we do to make the situation better. So obviously, as I said, safety was an issue, and when you've got trees falling down over trucks, it's something that you replace that truck with a bus, and you could only imagine the outcome that that may have. So the focus of the meeting was generally around discussing how we can improve the situation. There are still some sections of the road there that are causing both emergency services and business operators some concern.
Okay, what sections are you talking about?
Oh, look, there's various, for those who've driven that area, right between Orbost and the New South Wales border, there's, you know, kilometres upon kilometres of area that where we have large, various vegetation, but often large trees growing right near the side of the road. And because, you know, trees growing towards open space, they're in some cases growing sort of over the road. So there's only one way that they're going to fall.
Yeah, but surely that's somebody's job to maintain that and ensure that it's not over the road.
Yeah, well, look, I think it is on a Vic Roads easement, but we have a situation where there are some of the problem areas that have been cleared, and people who've driven the road will see that in some sections of that road there's clearing. But, clearly the outcome is, and we saw it firsthand, that there needs to be a bit more done in that area.
Okay. So what will this mean then? What's the next step?
Yeah, so the plan from here is there was a number of people and agencies at that meeting, and the plan from here is that there was a general consensus that we certainly need to make some significant improvements in some areas. So the upshot of that was that we will form a little working party that will involve both the agencies that the stakeholder agencies that have an interest in this, and
so
also some members of the public.
Vic Roads and DSE?
Yeah, also Parks Victoria, yeah. Looking at the police, who obviously manage the situation up there from Orbost. They were present at the meeting. So, yeah, there are various agencies involved. Obviously, we're going to have some public representation there to have a look at initially at what are seen to be the significant problem areas, and then perhaps an ongoing longer strategy about how to get things better generally. But there's certainly some areas that we need to look at in the short term.
Sure. And it's not the first time that this has happened, Timbal, because even when fire has crossed the highway, it has been close. I'm recalling the Toster Reef fire.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, well over 12 months ago now. But that was another time when virtually the eastern part of our state was cut off from the rest of the state, and indeed a major thoroughfare to New South Wales was cut off as well. So it seems as if this is an ongoing issue.
Yeah, absolutely. You're dead right. So we've had two events in the last 18 months where this has caused concerns, and obviously one was a fire event and one was storm. But, you know, recently we had the highway closed for 3 and 4 days, and that caused enormous issues with getting crews in to get the power back on. There are implications on business as well. So whilst the focus of the meeting was on safety, it's also a matter of, obviously the highway can act as a fire break in the summer period as well. So while safety was the primary issue, you're absolutely spot on, and there are another whole raft of other implications and reasons as to why this will be beneficial to the region.
Look, and none of those issues, I think it's great that those agents were sitting around the table once and for all to thrash this out. But did you get a sense that the agencies weren't quite clear on their responsibilities, who looks after what at one stage? I know that there has been an issue regarding power lines and power and the undergrowth and bushland that grows around a power line. It seemed to be there was like the Shire thinks that it's responsible for this part, the electricity company thinks its responsibility is for this part, you know. So that seems to be an element of agencies who are unclear of what their duties are. Did you get a sense that this was happening in regards to the road and the clearing at the site?
Yeah, look, not so much a sense of people didn't know what their responsibility was. One thing that came out of the meeting is that there's obviously a number of agencies involved. So the Vic Roads easement, for instance, is far greater in some areas and far less in others. And then you're getting on to public land that may fall under the jurisdiction of one of the other agencies, perhaps it's parks. And the length of tree clearing that some people assume is acceptable, you know, whether we're talking 10 metres or 15 or 20 metres, or that becomes a tree length. And obviously the tree heights are different in different areas there, depending on, you know, the ground that they're growing in and all sorts of other factors. So, you know, whilst this needs to be done, clearly there are a number of agencies that, depending on the section of the road, will have a say in, you know, it will fall under their jurisdiction, if you like.
Mm, okay.
We'll have a say in how we go about doing this.
When is this working party going to be formed?
Yeah, well, look, we only had the meeting earlier this week.
Yep.
And it's my intention to get the next meeting organised myself. And the structure of that working party will be discussed at that next meeting. But the intention is to have it within the next fortnight.